Listening. Former tiger, former racer, former cowboy, former lion.
Former cardinal.
It's too bad you didn't get to be a bear, Reggie Swain, because then you could have said lions and tigers and bears, oh my. But you were so close. But
I turned down a bear's contract, so yeah, you're right.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
So we're going to talk about the AAU program that Reggie is working on, but I do want to talk about the NFL as well. We can start with the business, and I know you did something with KRZ last night. How'd that go?
It went well. I messed around and put my phone number on TV last night, and after that happened, my phone started ringing off the hook. So there's a lot of excitement about AAU football right now.
Yeah, so tell people how this is different and what why they would want to get their kids involved in the program you're starting.
Well, it's different because it gives the kids more exposure as opposed to just playing here locally. You know, with my team, we're traveling a little bit, so we're playing against Deion Sanders' team, and then we're going to Atlanta for his tournament. Then the 10th and 11th of August, I'm bringing in a big preseason AAU tournament here in Little Rock. I've got teams coming in from New York, Delaware, from Pennsylvania, from Minnesota, Houston, so it's going to be a big, huge tournament right here in Little Rock. So this would give our kids a chance to compete against the best and see how good we really are as a state.
Talk to me about the different age groups. Tell people how they can get their kids signed up, and I'm assuming you won't be opposed to giving your number out again since it worked so well yesterday.
Yeah, I'll give it out again. You can go to my website, www.arlionsaau.org, or you can reach me at 413-6700. Again, 413-6700. It's ages 7 through 12. If you have a 12-year-old, you can't be 13 before August the 1st. What I've done is I brought on a coach to coach every single position for every age group so that your kid will be getting them more one-on-one practice time. You know, we'll be learning the game of football, and we'll have one position he's focusing on so that when he moves up, you know, he'll have at least one position he's comfortable with. So, you know, we're trying to raise better Razorbacks, better Red Wolves, better UCA Bears and everything, you know, above. So we're trying to get our kids out there and get them more national exposure.
I like it. We'll be talking more about it over the next couple of months, too. And you got a big golf fundraiser coming up, too. People can mark their calendars for that. Do you want to give them the details on that?
Yeah, mark your calendars for March 18th. It's a Monday for my celebrity golf tournament to help raise money so that my team can travel. It's going to be March 18th at Revelson and Golf Course, and everything you can get it off the website. But a list of guys who's coming, I've got Donald Driver coming. I've got Rocket Ismail. I've got, you know, Calvin Hill, Houston Nutt. I got Steve Atwater. I got Marjorie Hill, Todd Day. I got a list of guys coming down to help me raise money for this. So we would love to get more sponsors. We love to get more teams registered. It's $125 per player or $500 per team. So, again, you can go on the website and get everything you need, or you can just contact me and I'll have what you need.
All right, Reggie, we're going to go. We got some sound from some of the coaches and players that are going to be participating in the four games this weekend in the divisional round.
Uh-huh.
God bless you, Pat Bradley. Pat Bradley, he's allergic to awesomeness, so he's been sitting too close to me for too long today. So sneezing up a storm, or maybe he's allergic to great deals here at the Marine Expo. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You are really having an issue over there.
Well, you know what?
Just wipe it on my shirt again. That's fine.
No problem.
I don't even mind. Okay, well, let's start with Denver and Baltimore. Basically, what we've got is an overview here this weekend, folks. You got four really good matchups, but you got two distinct favorites at home and two slight favorites at home. All four home teams are favored this weekend. No big surprise there. Denver 9.5 over Baltimore. New England's a 9.5 favorite over Houston. Then you got Atlanta 2.5 over Seattle and San Francisco 3 over Green Bay. Interestingly enough, too, the over-under ranges from 45 in the San Francisco-Green Bay game to 47.5 in the New England-Houston game. So expecting all the games to play out from a scoring standpoint relatively similarly. Let's start with Denver, I guess. Denver and Baltimore. John Fox, who says whoever executes best this weekend comes out the victor.
Each one of these takes on its own personality, and this one will be no different this Saturday, whether it was the last time we played in Baltimore or in years past. Both teams are different, and it will come down to who executes the best.
So, Reggie, who executes the best this weekend? Who gets the win?
Here's my thing. It's hard for me, Justin, because I am a huge, huge Peyton Manning fan. Absolutely love Peyton Manning. But since this is Ray Lewis's last ride, his last go-around, I think his team is so inspired. They're trying to send him out the right way. I think as far as offense, as long as they come out and they get Anquan Boldin the ball in the first half so he can get going and then get Ray Rice going, they will ride this off into the sunset, and they'll meet New England the following week. But I got to go with Ray Lewis because, it's it for him. But I do love Peyton Manning. So.
Don't you think, though, when you look at what teams have to play for, every team has something that motivates them to do it for somebody on the team? Everybody's got a story. Is that really going to push Baltimore over the edge, or maybe will that just be some good talk leading up to the game for the commentators?
What I think is that Baltimore has to come out and get up early. We all know what Peyton Manning can do late in game. So Baltimore has to come up and take the fight away from Denver. If I think if they can do that, then they have a great chance to win. We know at the end, if it comes down to Peyton Manning last drive, we know who's going to win the game. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. San Francisco and Green Bay, great matchup as well. And we've got Mike McCarthy talking about that San Francisco pass rush. That's what he's got circled on his concern list.
And I'll say this. I'm going for Green Bay for two reasons. One, they traded for me. They're one of only a few teams who actually wanted me. And then two, Donald Driver, he's my boy. So, I want to see him go out with the bang as well. So, I think Green Bay has a great quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He will surpass Brett Favre's legacy. I think Aaron will get the job done. Kaepernick, it may be too big for him. It may not, but I think Aaron will get the job done.
What do you do if you're in San Francisco and things aren't going so well in the first half? Do you bring in Alex Smith, or do you say, hey, we made our decision with Kaepernick, we're going to ride him to the end?
No, you leave Kaepernick in, and you get the ball to Randy Moss. Why they are not using Randy Moss, I know, but it doesn't make sense why they're not using him. He's a big-time guy. He still runs a 4-3. He still can get behind defenses. Why they're not using him is, it baffles me.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because he has an incentive-based contract. If he gets a certain amount of catches or yards, San Fran has to pay him more money. So, they're trying to save money at the same time win. So, pick your poison.
Huh, okay. I didn't realize that they even thought about stuff like that. I just figured they'd try to exploit something if they felt like it was an opportunity. Yeah. Well, here's Mike McCarthy. Yeah. Here's Mike McCarthy talking about the pass rush from San Francisco.
Anytime you look at a team that's effective rushing a passer, you look at their outside linebackers and their capabilities physically, and they actually are able to get pressure from their inside backers too, who are excellent pressure players. So you study the film, you set your scheme, you work the techniques, and you go play.
We were fortunate to have Jim Levin on recently, the linebackers coach from San Francisco, and of course he's got an awfully good group that he's able to coach. Patrick Willis, the Ole Miss grad, one of them, and he's expecting a great battle this weekend.
It's going to be a game, and we wouldn't want it any other way. It's the playoffs, and if it was to be easy, then everybody would look back and say, "Oh, it was the easy game." Well, they would try to take something away from it to make you less than what you are.
So he's biased, but Reggie Swinton going with Green Bay this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God bless
Green
you.
Bay
I love
has
you.
To win. They have to win.
I hope you're
and
right.
Justin, you want them to win, so so Green Bay.
You know
has
I do,
to win.
But I know I'm biased. I think one of the more intriguing games this weekend, maybe the most intriguing as far as being even, Atlanta Seattle. Atlanta a 2.5-point favorite, the smallest margin on the line this weekend of all the games, and Seattle playing extremely good football, at least. Pete Carroll says they're playing extremely good football, and I know we've got a soundbite from him, then we'll hear from Mike Smith coming up in a second. But here's Pete Carroll talking about his team's confidence going into this game.
Now that we've become more together and more in tune with our QB and what he can do and all that, we're a pretty hard team to beat right now.
It's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. They are a pretty hard team to beat right now. Mike Smith, I guess we got a couple of bites from him. Big Baby, pick your poison on that one, whatever one you want to play there. Talking about Marshawn Lynch and also talking about being a little more mature as a team, and certainly they have grown the last couple of seasons to put themselves in the position they're in now. But fire away on whatever you got.
I think we're much more mature team because of our experiences. I think you learn from your previous experiences in the playoffs, and this is a team that's been very focused from the very beginning of the season.
He is a big, strong, aggressive running back. I think he's got very good vision. He's a guy that when he has to lower his pads and punch a hole in the defense, he can do that. He's also got the innate ability to cut the ball back. He'll come out the back door, so we've got to do a very good job in leveraging the football. In my mind, he's one of the top two or three running backs in the league.
All right, so Seattle on the road, again, playing extremely well, and they seem to have all the pieces, but they do have a rookie quarterback going up against a team with a much more experienced quarterback. What are your thoughts on the matchup between the Birds?
Well, I think simply because Seattle is just hot right now. You know, they peaked at the right time, and they're hot. I have to go with Seattle for that reason. I think that Atlanta has better talent, but right now Russell Wilson has all the confidence in the world. That secondary is big, they're strong, they're physical. We're going to see if Roddy White and I forget the guy's name from Alabama, Jones. We're going to see if those guys can beat press coverage. Yeah, but right now Seattle is hot. Their confidence is extremely high. And so I think I'm going to go with Seattle on this one.
How much does their pass rusher being out impact your thought process? Obviously not much because you're still picking Seattle.
Not much at all. I mean, Russell Wilson has the confidence that he's a scrambler. I mean, it's hard to tackle those guys. And when he gets outside the pocket, you know, he's dangerous. And they have to be able to contain that. And I don't think they can because they're missing that big-time pass rusher.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I was talking about, yeah, Seattle's a guy that I guess he had like 11.5 sacks or whatever. He got knocked out in that last game, and he's got a knee injury. He's going to be missing this game this weekend. So, yeah, I think
Abraham's
with you on
too as well, too, right? Atlanta's
Yeah, Abraham
as well. Abrams he's missing as well, I believe.
Okay. And then, Pat, I'm going to ask this question so Pat doesn't smack me.
What?
I'm going to ask it in this way. How much do you think New England wins by this weekend?
New England will win because Houston, I don't think they're ready for that big game, and you cannot count out Tom Brady. Now, here's the thing. I wish Tom Brady would retire so we can get Ryan Mallett playing, but, you know, but right now, you know, Tom Brady is just so great in the playoffs. He made big-time plays, and Houston already showed that they're not ready for that big-time spotlight yet. You know, it could be an upset, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I do too. Reggie, we appreciate you coming on, man. We'll be staying in touch, of course, about the AAU stuff, but it's a great thing you're doing. I appreciate you coming on with us, and thanks for the NFL insight as well, man.
All right, thank you all for having me on.
Later, Reg.
All right, buddy, have a good weekend. Reggie Swinton. And we are at the 31st annual Marine Expo at the State House Convention Center. We made it to the final segment.